A dark, armor-clad figure appeared on the switchback trail just below him. That would be Corporal Ferrata, better known as Charlie Four, coming up to take the next watch. Jackson started one last sweep of the rim. He couldn't wait to get down to the mess for a hot meal, even if it was rations. He glassed the wide half-moon ridge on his right and spotted movement. What the hell? A shadow appeared over the ridgetop, then another one. He squeezed his eyes shut for a second and looked again. There they were, two figures in dark brown cloaks. Even as he watched, they ducked down from the ridge and hurried out of view. Shit. Ferrata appeared beside him.
Damn, the wind is cold. See something?
Could have sworn I did. Up there on the crescent ridge.
What was it? Looked like two people.
Ferrata glassed the ridge himself for a minute.
You sure? All I see is snow.
Maybe, he'd imagined it. 7 hours in this freezer could give you hallucinations.
I don't know. Well, let's go check it out.
Jackson glanced regretfully at the cheery fires below.
All right, double quick.
They climbed up another 20 yards on the switchback and then left the trail to push through the snow along the top of the rim. Nothing else appeared on the crescent ridge as they approached. It was almost a relief to climb over it and not find anyone.
Guess I was wrong, Jackson said. Happens to the best of us, old man.
Ferrata started to turn back, then cursed.
What?
Ferrata pointed to a wide impression in the otherwise pure snow, like a couple of people had pressed it down. Two sets of furrows led away from it down into the boulders.
Tracks.
Damn. The snow was too powdery and deep to tell what they were, but there were definitely two sets.
Call it in. Ferrata touched his ear. Charlie Four to base, possible bogeys on the southeast ridge.
Jackson loosened his sword and its scabbard.
Let's go.
They followed the tracks down around a fallen tree and saw movement ahead, two figures moving south at a good clip. They disappeared into a patch of evergreens.
See that? Ferrata asked.
Yep.
They picked it up to a jog. Jackson circled left and signaled Ferrata to go right. Definite movement in the trees.
We've got them.
He eased his sword out. Ferrata did the same. They crept closer. 20 yards. 10. Ferrata signaled a three count and skirted around back, out of view. 1, 2, 3. He raised his sword and charged through the thick evergreen branches. The falling snow half blinded him, but he sensed his foes just ahead. Heard Ferrata crashing in from the other side. He shoved through, brandishing his sword blade so they could see it.
Nobody move a muscle.
He brushed the snow out of his face and found himself staring into a pair of wide-set yellow eyes.
Ferrata burst out laughing. I think we got him, Mitch.
They were goddamn mules, two of them. The animals stared for a moment, then resumed grazing on the green springs that poked up through the blanket of pine needles. Jackson sighed and shook his head.
Could have sworn I saw someone.
Yeah, you know how to spot a threat.
Ferrata put a finger to his ear.
Cancel the alert, just a couple of animals.
You ever seen these before?
He tilted his head to survey the mules.
They're ugly looking things, aren't they?
Uh-oh. Careful there.
Jackson started.
Ow!
Ferrata swore.
The damn thing just kicked me.
Tioni smart mules,
Jackson finished. He shoved his sword back in the scabbard and held up his hands to the mule.
Our mistake.
He backed away through the evergreens. More snow showered down on him.
Damn it.
Ferrata tromped around to join him, and they made their way back to the valley rim.
Sorry about that,
Jackson said.
No worries,
Ferrata shrugged.
It's the most excitement I've had all week.
Chapter 2. The Gambler. Never gamble more than you can afford to lose. Art of Illusion, February 2nd.